Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey, day 22 coming at you. Well, I'm one of those guys that misplaces my keys a lot. Anyone else misplace your keys? Let me go in several directions before I give you the word of encouragement for the day. Number one, I serve a church where it's a pretty decent sized building. And so we keep layers of the building locked. So there's like the office area. And then if you want to go down to the sanctuary fellowship hall area, there's like locked doors there. If you want to go up to the gymnasium and the youth and children's wing, there's lock there. So I did this the other day and I haven't done it for a long time, but usually we keep our office locked. Safety, security, right? In our day and age. So I go out to, there's a water fountain in a bathroom. So I walk out of the office and to get some water. Built my water bottle, and sure enough, I realized, dude, I'm the only one here at the office. I left my keys sitting on my podcast desk, and in the same moment I had that realization, I hear the door click shut, and I was like, oh man, now I'm at church, stuck by myself. Mind you, I've done this several times, not as much anymore, but it's very important to have a key on you, right? To keep your keys on you, because it's going to either let you in or it's going to keep you out. You know, that key is very important, right? Have you ever lost your car keys before, misplaced them? Keys are a very important asset to our life, specifically our house, our car, whatever it might be. We really can't function it without keys very well, can we? And so with that in mind, you know, I was like looking online and you can buy like a key. Here you go. On Amazon, for $280, you can buy your own key making machine. I mean, from like $300 to $500. I'm like, I should just do this. I can have my own key making machine. And that's a pretty good business to get. If the machine only costs $300, I'm going in the wrong direction now. But also, one other thing before I share the word of God with you, that's the point here. Well, let me share with you Proverbs 4. Chapter 13 says, take hold of my instructions and don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. One other story quick here is my grandpa grew up in a small town in Nebraska, and my grandpa owned a hardware store, Johnson's Hardware. My grandpa and dad ran that, and he had a key making machine, like more of old school, kind of big, like cool looking one. They're not as extravagant as they used to be, but he could make keys, you know. Guy walks into the store. Hey, Don, make me a key. And he'd make him a key. And it was really cool to watch. Just carve it out and everything. Didn't take very long. But one thing about keys is it's got to be very precise, right? Sometimes you can look at two keys and they look identical to the naked eye, if you will. But you could take that one key and if just a little bit off, it won't open up the car or whatever lock you're trying to unlock. Well, today on this podcast, I'm encouraging us that the key to life, living life, is the Word of God. The Bible is literally the key to life. It's our key to pursue, to seek, to unlock the things of God. And that's why we need to be reading it. Because in Proverbs says, take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the keys to life. Okay, maybe I should say like this. Don't lose your keys, okay? Hold on to your keys. And, you know, your keys are so important to your daily lifestyle, right? I mean, you wouldn't go anywhere without your keys because you need them for life, period, okay? Your car, your house, my office, these kind of things. So let's take on that perspective with the Word of God. Let's take on that perspective with the Bible that like, well, this Bible, these are my keys, man. Like, just like I need, there's four objects that I need every single day. Keys, wallet, cell phone, glasses. Those are my four main items. Keys, wallet, cell phone, glasses. I can do without the glasses, but so keys, wallet, I can, you know, every once in a while, can forget that. Cell phone, but I think where are you at in that? You know, like, the keys, they might be number one, okay? Keys, cell phone, wallet, glasses. Keys, cell phone, wallet, glasses. That's my list, okay? And so why don't we take on that perspective this year? That I need the Word of God like I need my keys. Because I can't function without them. I can't go anywhere in life without my keys. I can't go anywhere in life without my Bible, without the Word of God. So take on that perspective this year in 2022 as you read your Bible, all right? Awesome. Keep reading. We'll talk to you tomorrow.